obviously we dealt with that issue before, and I think it's, you know, the league's protocol to make their decision, and they did, and we'll move on from there.
I mean, I know you have your own issues here, but when you look at Buffalo and Rex, and you're talking about his job security and he's only a game under 500, like, do you give that any thought? Do you just to remind you how tough a business you're in?
I mean, it's a tough business. It's not for everybody, you know, and it's hard. But he's a good football coach, and you know, I'm sure he understands their situation there, and I don't think it'd be fair for me to comment on that. That's it? All right. Way to go, Peter.
We haven't asked you about the Bills' D-line and the Bills' pass rush. How challenging is that group? You talked about all the changes on your line and the issues with pass protection. So how do you size that matchup?
It's very challenging. You know, they have good players. Marcel Darius, you know, and the rest of the group, the linebackers, Brown, and, I mean, they're good. I mean, we have great respect for them. You know, but again, it's like that every week when we play. You know, we play against good fronts week in and week out, and that's just the way it's going to be in a National Football League. They're good at what they do. They'll be home. They do a lot of different things that confuse offensive lines. But, you know, like I've said to everybody, they can only put 11 out there, so we're going to have to block them. You know, at the end of the day, we got to do it better than they do it. So that's the challenge.
How did Tremont look at his first safety action?
He did a good job. You know, he's comfortable back there. You know, he's just transitioning to another role. You know, I keep calling him old man. And he goes out there and he competes with these young guys like you wouldn't believe. So he's done a good job last week. He's had a good week of practice. So I'm looking forward to watching him play back there.
What do you see from Tyrod Taylor when you watch him on film and what challenges does he present your defense?
Well, he's very talented. You know, he's, he can throw the ball. You know, I remember my days competing against him when he was in Baltimore, you know, so, and now he's a starter. You know, he's a very talented passer and obviously a very talented runner, and he has a lot of weapons around him. So he presents a tremendous challenge because he's like any of the guys who are multi, quarterbacks who can run and throw. He has that ability, and he's not just a runner, he's a very dynamic runner. So you got to know where he is at all times, and you have to account for him. So, you know, he brings a different dimension than some other quarterbacks we've played against.
Is he similar to RG3 in that regard, the ability to run in that? And the fact that you have RG3 on your team, does that help you prepare for a guy like that?
Well, we have to prepare for their scheme. You know, it's not just him. You know, you also have Shady McCoy and Sammy Watkins and the tight end Clay and a host of other guys. So, it's good to know that we have a guy that runs around a little bit too, but, you know, their styles are a little different, you know. But, again, he's done a good job for him. I'm sure there's, a lot of people say there's plays he wish he had back, but I don't think there's not a quarterback in the league that doesn't wish that. So he's done a good job for him thus far. I mean, they're the best rushing team in football, and he has a lot to do with that.
Out there that four teams try to claim Darius Jackson off waivers. What did you guys like about him? What's the attraction?
His versatility. You know, he can catch the ball, can run with the ball, and he's been a contributor on special teams. So we're always trying to find young talent that could do more than one thing, you know, that can play a different role on our team than just a traditional running back. And he has that skill set.